Amen. And we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare by his stripes we are healed on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare divine life happen now for your people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare peace be still and know on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare unity in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare clarity over our lives on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on your people, Father God, on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people, over the lives of their families, over the lives of those that are hospitalized on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare abundance on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass the hearts, minds, and bodies of your people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a divine connection take place on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives, over the hearts and minds of your people, over their families, on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works happening on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right relationships take place now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord, on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a double portion happen on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare favor surrounding travel. Keep us in our comings and our goings on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives and the lives of our family on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happening on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare power, love, and the sound of mind on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the Lord is our salvation on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare open doors, open opportunities for your people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing which we have not yet room to receive on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail on this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the line and begin to start ministering in our heavenly language.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Father, we're just thanking you for another day. We thank you for being in your presence, Father. We thank you for being our head. We thank you for being our source. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Eben R. Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the company of prophets. Father, we thank you for all bishops, pastors, ministers, elders, deacons, deaconesses, teachers. Father, we thank you for the success of the Ghana West Africa mission. Father, we thank you for prophecology. We thank you for strengthening your people around the world. We thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around your precious children. We thank you for favor in the educational system. Father, we thank you for your angels that guide us as we travel to and fro. Father, we thank you for the overpouring of support and love surrounding Las Vegas, Puerto Rico, Mexico, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. Father, we thank you for keeping your people safe. Father, we thank you for keeping your people, their mind, at perfect peace, knowing that you are in control of all things. And we thank you for the support. We thank you for the hedge of protection, even for Louisiana, Father. We thank you for calming the winds, and we thank you for redirecting the winds, Father. Father, we thank you for strengthening marriages. We thank you for strengthening family in this hour, Father. We thank you for your direction and your guidance, Lord. We thank you for having an ear to hear your voice in this season, knowing that you are truly our maker, and knowing that you are truly a way maker, Father. Father, we thank you for being obedient, for our obedience unto you. We thank you for your humbleness, and we thank you for your will and your way. Father, I love you. I thank you for protecting my children. I thank you for just loving me unconditionally, loving your people unconditionally. Unconditionally, Lord, knowing that there's not a spot that you're not at in this season. And we thank you for the breakthrough from the north, south, east, and west. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, your grace. Thank you, God, for bringing us together again on this line to lift up your people for their prayer needs, God. And I thank you, God, for the vision of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, who allow us to have this platform. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you for your freedom. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. Thank you for protecting us and keeping us and saving us, God. Thank you for healing us, God. And I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, Lord, each and every listener. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Strengthen those who are weak, Lord. Heal those who are sick. Guide those who might be misguided, God, and protect those who feel that they need safety, God. Protect them all. And thank you, God, for your mercy. And I ask you to look upon me. Thank you, God, for healing my body. And look upon my family, God. Bless them and keep them. And look upon the family of each and every prophet on the line, each and every person, God. Bless your people, and thank you for each and every prophet who has come on the line to pray and to lift up others. Thank you for the voice that you've given us, God. Thank you for your mercy. And I want to remember those who are sick and shut in, God. Even though I may not know the names, God, you know who they are. Those who are sick and shut in, Lord, protect them, heal them, give them peace. And I ask you to look upon the elderly, God. Protect them, God. Allow their families to take care of them. Thank you, God, for the elderly that is in my own family, my sister. Bless her, God, and keep her. And I pray for marriages, specifically for Jeanette and Walter Applewhite and their children. Pray for that family, God, that they will come together as one and not be divided. And I thank you, God, for your mercy on people who are in marriages, marriages that might be struggling, marriages that might be going against something, going, just having difficulty, God. Bring them together in unity, God. Restore the love, God. Show them your face. And people must pray and not faint. Thank you, God, for caring for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line, even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for divine peace even now. We thank you for joy even now. We thank you for happiness even now, Father God. Father God, touch my family even now. I lift up my family even now. Allow us to be whole and complete even now, Father God. Touch our elders and our children even now, Father God. Even right now, Father God, my family that's coming together even now to celebrate the life of my grandmother, Father God. Allow peace and harmony to reign even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for not allowing any weapon formed against us to prosper in our lives, Father God. Father God, anything, any spirit contrary to your will, Father God, we rebuke it even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps in your word even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Father God, allow right relationships to be attracted to us, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in our hearts and our homes and in our spirits even now, Father God. Father, thank you for allowing the joy of the Lord to be our strength each and every day, even on this new morning, Father God. Thank you for this new day even now, Father God. Thank you for this new day, Father God. Thank you for this new day, Father God. In your mighty name we pray. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Praise God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Thank you, God, for keeping each and every one of us through the day and through the night, Father God, as we lay our head down to rest, Father God. Thank you for even visiting us in our sleep, Father God, bringing us peaceful rest, Father God. I thank you, God, for just covering our families in this hour, Father God. In this hour, I'm decreeing and declaring, along with the prophets on the line, healing for those who are in need, who are representing someone on the line, standing in that space for family and friends. And especially, I'm sending out a special decree and declaring healing for Raul, Father God. We cancel out that heart attack and healing, Father God. And Brother Tony Powell, Father God, any illnesses or diseases trying to attack his bone system, Father God, we cancel that. Whole and complete is all we see, Father God. We thank you for the favor, Father God, with your people. May, Father God, our lights, talents, and gifts draw people closer to you, Father God, as they see us, Father God. God, I'm just asking you, Father God, and standing here, for people who are looking for homes and apartments, Father God, a special request for Brother Najee, Father God, that you give him favor with people in housing, Father God. I'm thanking you, Father God, for covering our seniors, Father God, keeping them in the right mind, Father God, and bringing back to their memory your glory and your love, Father God. We thank you for covering those victims, Father God, who are standing strong in the midst of calamities and hurricanes, Father God. We thank you for the prophets and our assigned prophets, Father God, Archbishop and even Pastor Jordan, Father God. And God, I thank you for Prophetess Barry and Father God for saying yes to Pastor Jordan. Thank you for celebrating the families coming together to celebrate her life, Father God. I give you thanks and praise, Father God, for just favor in our lives, Father God. All that we have needed, your hands have provided. For great is thy faithfulness, God, Lord, unto us. And I praise you. Hallelujah. I thank you for it, God. We love you. Amen. Amen.
Oh, glory. Amen and amen. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. We serve the Lord with gladness, and we come before his presence with singing. Know we that the Lord, he is God. It's he that hath made us and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endure to all generation. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you, Lord, for renewed favor, God. We thank you, Lord, for you are our strong tower, God. We thank you, God, that you never lost the battle, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for higher heights and deeper depths and spiritual matters, God. We thank you, Lord, because we are prosperous, God. We thank you, Lord, for we are the head and not the tail, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for dispelling any darkness from our minds and our wills, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of this new day, oh God. And we thank you, God, for restoration, Lord. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, God, for peace in our community, Lord. We thank you, God, for peace in our homes, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all who's around us, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for your leaders, God. We thank you, God, for giving them the direction of their lives and of the lives of your people, God. And God, we thank you, God, for directing our lives towards the great ends of service and kindness of spiritual well-being, God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting us be in your holy will, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for directing our minds towards your commands, God. We thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your light and your love so we can be more like you called us to be, God. And we thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, O God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your traveling mercies, God. Thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, O God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us from harm, from accidents, from our bodies and our soul, God. And God, we thank you, God, for supporting all of us with your grace, Lord. We thank you, God, to continue to look on our leader and all your leaders and all the people in high places, God, even the president and all. Continue to bless them, Lord, and give them wisdom and knowledge, oh God. Help them, God, that it's your will be done, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for comforting those and graciously regard those who suffer affliction, God. God, look on the sick and shedding as well, God. Continue to sustain them of your insurance and your presence, God. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the great things that you are doing and have done in our lives, oh God. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. We thank you, Almighty Power One. In your precious, mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing even in the lives of your people, Father God, even now. Right now, I want to lift up each and every one of our leaders, our archbishops, our pastors, our bishops, Father. I want to thank you for all of our ministers, apostles, all of our elders, Father, that you have in your church, Father. I want to thank you now for your deacons and deaconesses, all of the company of prophets. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching their lives. I want to thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of our own archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. I want to thank you for touching them, Father God. I want to thank you for their vision to globalize the prophetic, Father God. I want to lift up each and every prayer and supplication that has been made before you, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for honoring the words of your servants, the prophets, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the hearts, minds, and lives of your people, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching all of those individuals that are in areas of affliction right now, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, and I want to lift them up, Father God, even before you. I want to thank you, Father God, for surrounding us with the peace of the Lord, Father God, that surpasses all of our understanding, Father God, even now, Father God. Continue to cover us, Father God. I want to thank you for creating inside of us a clean heart, Father God, and I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching our elders, Father God. Thank you for touching our grandparents, our mothers, our fathers, Father God. I want to thank you. I want to just lift them up to you right now, Father God. I want to thank you for the strength, Father God, that you continue to give to them, Father God. Give it to them in their minds, Father God. Give it to them in their bodies and in their hearts, Father God. I want to thank you for lifting up our children, Father God. I want to thank you for lifting up even my daughter, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, in all of your children's minds, Father God, as they continue into this school year, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for good grades, Father God, and I want to thank you for hanging out with the right individuals, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of your people, Father God, surrounding work, Father God. I want to thank you for granting your people work, Father God, and giving your people, Father God, strength, Father God, and Father God, I want to thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, inside of marriages, Father God. We'll be so careful to give your name all the glory, praise, and honor that it's due. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you for your word, Lord God. For even as David told Mephibosheth to not be afraid, and that all that was his grandfather shall be restored unto him, and that he should eat at the king's table all of his days. We bless you, O Lord, for the spirit of restoration on this line even now. For you promised to restore us generations of blessings, lost wealth, lost lands, lost positions. We thank you, God, that even now the spirit of restoration is upon us. And we decree and declare victory and breakthrough for your people. We decree and declare restoration of that which has been violently taken away through calamity, through death, through robbery, through bankruptcy, through job loss. We decree and declare restoration. Ebo shara para diosa. Restore to your people, Lord God, what the enemy has stolen. Restore unto them what has been lost through bad decisions. Restore unto your people, for you are a God of second chances. You're a God of third chances. You're a God of fourth chances. Lord God, bless your people. Let the hand of mercy be upon us even now. The hand of redemption be upon us. For you said you know your thoughts for us, thoughts of good, not evil, to give us hope and an expected end. Lord, raise our vibration of expectancy, even now. Raise our vibration of hope. Raise our vibration that we may receive the healing. Lord God, those that have been ailing for a long time and have gotten weary and discouraged, we breathe upon them hope for faith, hope for deliverance, hope for victory, hope for breakthrough. Increase the faith of your people. Let them experience your power. Rabosheta, we release your anointing to flow even now from heart to heart, to breast to breast, touching everyone from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We thank you, Lord God, for touching Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, restoring her strength, and Archbishop, restoring the virtue that they have given out. Lord God, breathe a fresh oil, breathe a fresh anointing, breathe a fresh wind upon them. Even Prophetess Naomi, touch her body. Ebosha, touch her body even now. Even our elderly, Lord God, touch them. In the name of Jesus, we take dominion over dementia, Alzheimer's, old age diseases, Lord God. Reverse, Lord God, these conditions and renew their strength as the eagle, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for new jobs, new position, new cars, new homes. Oh, Rabbah, new love, Rabbah Sheta, reviving of old love. Let it not die. Rekindle the fires. Oh, Rabbah Kasha, we decree it and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please.
Amen, amen, amen. Join us here live in the morning, in a couple of hours, actually, at 9 a.m. with our Master Prophet for our conference call. Again, that is at 9 a.m. Join us for our conference call right here on this line. And have a powerful, wonderful, beautiful Saturday on today. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Any additional announcements, Prophet Joshua?
No, there isn't, woman of God. God bless you all, family. Love you to life.
Amen. God bless you. Join us for another Midnight Cry at 11:52, amen. The company of prophets will be gathering and preparing the lineup. Amen. Invite someone to the call. Let them know the prophets are praying and the Lord is moving by His Spirit. God bless each of you.
God bless you.
Have a great rest of the day.
God bless everyone.
Love you to life.
Love you to life. Amen.
Has started.